Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Yep. I was listening to the Junkies today, and three of the four of the Junkies are picking Washington to beat Seattle. In fact, it sounded like, I don't want to put words in their mouths, but based on what I could hear, they're not that impressed by Seattle, which is surprising to me. This team, when I've watched them, has been really, really impressive. They're the number three offense in the league, the number three defense in the league. They've got a quarterback playing at a high level. They've got the leading receiver in the NFL. They have one of the toughest running backs to tackle in terms of forced missed tackles in Kenny Walker. So there's a lot about this Seattle team that scares me. Going to the defensive side of the ball, their secondary is very good, but their D-line is the best D-line in terms of personnel that Washington's played probably since the Giants in week one. So that all said, I think it's a really, really tall task on a short week. But let's say somehow they pull off the win and they get to 4-5 instead of being 3-6. What do you think's going to be said come Tuesday and Wednesday?
We can have a season. This is it. This was the turnaround. This was the spark. You win a game that nobody thinks you're going to win. Because, you know, I guess outside of the Junks. But nationally, when people are picking this game, thinking of Sunday Night Football, you know, name that Collinsworth, they'll be like, what do you think about this one tonight, man? It's going to be fun. And everyone's going to pick Seattle. You're going to see a lot of those birds across the bottom of the screen in terms of who's going to win and lose. You win a game that nobody thinks you're going to win. You now have done a couple of things. One, you've changed the narrative. But two, you've done something you haven't done basically in a month, which is play well. When's the last time this group played well? Even though they should have beaten Chicago, there are Jaden Daniels fumble on a handoff exchange away probably from doing that. What as if you came away thinking, man, they were the better team all day and, you know, got by the skin of their teeth? That was kind of just a meh sort of performance. It really was after they were down 10-0 and that fumble that Quan Martin forced against the Chargers. That's the last time from that moment on in that game forward that they actually played well. You will have played well for the first time, as I said, in a month. That matters as much to me as winning the game. Because we're sitting here doing these scenarios. Going, okay, if they win a bunch of these games in a row, and little old me's raising his hand going, why do we think they can do anything against anybody? They haven't played well. If they were playing well in these games, if they lost to Kansas City, you know, 31-30 in a shootout and looked awesome doing it, it's a different story than it is right now where they were just not competitive. Had they lost to the Cowboys by a last-second field goal and you go, damn, if they had one receiver, they might have won the game. It's different. They got sandblasted in these two games, losing by 20-plus points, both of them. You play well, you change the narrative, you change the eyeline of the season, and you finally have some rational basis to go, hey, the team played well and looked good. They can do it. I've just seen it.
So for me, I think two conversations come out of a win. The first is, see, I'm telling you, it's the injuries. They're actually not that bad. This team is actually a lot better than they've been playing. And as they're getting healthier now, right, that'll be the correct perception because Jaden Daniels will play and they're getting a little further removed from some of the injuries that they've had. I think people will assume they're probably not the 3-5 team that they've been. They're a 4-4 or 5-3 team that just has had a real bad rash of injuries. But the second thing I think that might be taken out of a win, I don't think they win this game without Jaden Daniels playing a brilliant football game. This, for me, is going to have to look a little bit like last year if they're going to beat a superior opponent at home as a 3-point underdog. It's going to have to be a put your cape on JD5 game. Get into the phone booth, come out, fly around, make plays, and just will this team drag them into the fight and be better than them because your quarterback outplays Darnold and just gives you, at the most important position, the most production. And so I say that to tell you, Danny, that I think one of the leads in a takeaway might be Jaden Daniels is back. You know, we've been waiting, and it's the injuries that have maybe kept this from happening. But we were all week one. We said, okay, you know, it's slow first week, whatever. Week two was Green Bay. He got hurt. Then he missed weeks 3 and 4. Then he comes back in week 5. I actually thought against the Bears in that game, there were 2 bad turnovers. I'm going to give you that. The pick was bad at the red zone. The fumble was a killer. But otherwise, he was really, really good. The Chargers' performance, the second half, was excellent. That was fantastic. That's vintage 2024 status. You play like that all year long, we're talking about you as one of the best in the league. And so you're thinking, well, maybe you're rounded into form. Maybe you can kind of do that more often. The Cowboys game happened. He was not sharp at all. He gets hurt again. So it seems like every time you're looking for some momentum here, he's gotten banged up. But maybe this is finally that game. I don't believe there's been one full game where Daniels played at the level we saw so routinely last year. But if they beat Seattle in this hypothetical, he'll have done it. And in that case, that to me is the big story. As most things are with this team, it's going to be through the lens of Daniels.
I think that's fair. And I think that's a huge part of the consideration, right? Because what was last year after all? Obviously, we talked about the charm life. We talked about every break that went their way. But you got to be in position to capitalize on those. They haven't, right? If they'd gotten some fluky fumble against the Cowboys, they still lose by 20, right? They got fluky things against the Chiefs. The ball hits Travis Kelce in the hands. Hall of Famer throws to Hall of Famer. The ball's dropped and it lands in the hands, ironically, of another Hall of Famer in Bobby Wagner. There's your lucky break.
That football touched a lot of Hall of Famers, huh?
Yeah, all of a sudden, right? Your lucky break happened, and you lost by whatever it was, 21. So last year, you got to be in position to take advantage of those lucky breaks. You got to be in some of those games to have the moment that you have.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Had had against Tampa for the doink. The Daniels converts that ridiculous first down when the defender's got his, both paws on his jersey. You got to be there to win in overtime against Atlanta. You got to be in good spots a number of times over for good things to happen. They're not in those spots right now because they haven't been competitive. So if they are, then the story is Daniels can fix it. Even if you don't have Daniels can fix it. Well, what about the Daniels can fix it? He hasn't been Superman this year. And it's unfair to call that a criticism. It's just an acknowledgement of reality that, yeah, he isn't the end-all, be-all. Not only do we not have a running game, not only do we not have a defense, but we do have Jaden Daniels, and he sort of solves both somehow. Like, that hasn't happened yet. And, again, I think it's an unfair standard. It's unfair to ask of nearly anybody. But if he does do that, then you maybe go, like you heard some of the players last year go, yeah, we got five, and that was kind of the point.
If Washington wins, those are the discussions we're going to be having. What if they lose, which could very well happen? They're an underdog. They're playing the number three offense in the league, the number one passing offense in yards per play in the NFL, by the way. 8.73 yards per attempt this year for the Seattle Seahawks. They're getting ready to take on a defense that is 32nd dead last in passing yards per play. That's not very common. Seems you get the 1-32 matchup in any category, but you're getting it throwing the football when Seattle's on the field in this game. They're also number one, by the way, in run defense, this Seattle team, at 3.29 per game per play. If Washington were to lose and they were to fall to 3-6, and the streak would now reach a season worst 4, I think what is going to be said around town is, and I'm not even saying all of this is fair, but I think first and foremost, if they play really badly on defense again, I think you're going to hear some real calls for legitimate change, whatever that looks like. They've already made a couple personnel tweaks. I think people will want more. There's going to be questions again of Dan Quinn and Joe Witt about play calling, and does Quinn need to be more involved? I mean, the fact is, when DQ's been a coordinator in this league, his defenses have been top five routinely.
They turn people over. That's been an issue.
When he's a D coordinator, he's always been top five. When he's a head coach, the highest his defenses have ever ranked are 14. And so the question becomes, do you have to get more hands-on? Do you have to take away play calling? Do you have to change the way you're doing something? I think those types of discussions will happen if the defense doesn't play well. But the bigger point, and maybe staring me right in the face here, Danny, to just take the easy answer, I think people will correctly come to the realization, and it's sad because we didn't have to do this last year in early November, it's time to start talking about the draft. It's time to start looking ahead to the offseason, and maybe does a philosophical shift in picks versus veterans versus age and youth have to start happening here, because the season will be over. I mean, yeah, statistically, you're cooked. We can say right now they're done, Danny. They'll really be done if they lose to Seattle.
There will be forks sticking out of them. Yeah, it is the annual. Usually it's like end of October, and here we are, when I, back in the day, would start looking at draft boards and mocks and figure out, if we get the fifth pick, if we get the third pick, what can we get, et cetera. It's a little bit less intrigue because there is a quarterback here. But, yeah, I think that's all fair. To me, I'm not interested in like deck chair realignment on the Titanic to get to my seventh win. If Dan Quinn calls plays and Joe Witt's not, they might do that. And I'm not ripping you. I'm simply saying if they do a couple of those things that are cosmetic to me instead of the structural foundational things, it's not going to be satisfying enough for me. But for some fans, it might be. I mean, the conversation is the last thing you said to me, as far as I'm concerned. It's over, Johnny, because your NFC record's a disaster. The best thing you can hope for is that the Eagles completely fall apart and maybe you win a Ron Rivera-style division where you get to 7 wins or 8 or something like that, and everybody's falling apart, but that would require the Eagles to go 2 and something the rest of the way. It's just the math doesn't work for you to have any kind of relevant season. It may be too late. If you ripped off 7 straight wins at 3-6 to get to 10-6, it still may not be enough. Seattle missed the playoffs last year at 10-7 because of how poor your NFC record is. Now, I know a lot of your games down the stretch are NFC games, but you've dug yourself too big of a hole if you lose this one as well.
Yeah, you'd be 1-5 in the conference. It's over.
Yeah, there are.
We talk about the playoff picture still a little bit as to if they got this help or if this happened or if they got hot. But this is the last week we'd be able to do that if they lose.
Right, it'd be irresponsible to do so.
from the standpoint of right now, this second, there are three teams in the NFC that are below them in the standings. That's it. Three. They are much closer to the last place team than they are to the top team in the conference. And if Arizona were to win this weekend, or the Giants were to win this weekend, I know Washington would still have a tiebreaker head-to-head, but you would go into week 10, potentially, tied for the second-to-worst schedule in the NFC. Only the Saints would have a worse record than you, who are going to be picking first, and it's them and the Titans and the Jets for that distinction. So there's plenty on the line here, and you got to start showing some level of improvement. I did think they played a lot better against the Chiefs than the Cowboys. The first quarter, the first half, are indicators of that. They played harder. They played smarter. They did a lot of things better, but they lost both of those games by over 20. First time that that's happened in a few years, just the fourth time it's happened over 24 seasons, that they've gone back-to-back games losing by over 20. So you really need a much better showing and a much closer showing at home, getting back to Northwest Stadium against Seattle.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.